99.7 The River, I'm AJ here with your afternoon drive, and I'm here with author W.L. Hawkins to promote her new book, Writing With Your Muse. So, can you tell me what's going on with your new book?
Yeah, this is an interesting book I started a few years ago when I was still living in the Lower Mainland. And I started doing some workshops with a group of women who wanted to do some writing but were having difficulty kind of getting started. And we got into it, and I ended up basically taking all of that material and incorporating it into a book. The reason being that this summer I did a lot of farmers markets. Mm-hmm. I was at Spirit Square several times, and I talked to a lot of people. I really enjoyed being there, but a lot of people came up and talked to me about wanting to write a book, trying to write a book, and having problems getting going. So that is really who I wrote it for, as people who have writer's block or they're having some kind of issue getting inspired. They don't know what they want to write, and they're sitting looking at a blank computer screen or whatever.
Again, I'm with author W.L. Hawkins today talking about her new book, Writing With Your Muse. Now, Wendy, your book, Writing With Your Muse, talks about creative inspiration. I'm sure our listeners would love to know what actually inspires you to write your stories, or if that's maybe touched upon in your book.
My whole story is in this book. So this is a kind of a combination of self-help writing book, but also there's memoir in there, and there's I basically go through how you can write anything, so poetry, fiction, memoir, everything. And I use my inspiration comes from my own visualization and my own techniques that I use, and the stories come to me.
Again, I'm with author W.L. Hawkins here. She's speaking with me today about her book, Writing With Your Muse on the River. Now, I just wanted to ask you, Vancouver Island and Campbell River as a whole especially are filled with so much artistic talent. Perhaps maybe there's somebody who's a little hesitant on starting a new project, whether it be writing a book or making music or perhaps drawing a portrait, whatever it could be. What would you say to them that maybe you would tell your younger self earlier in your career?
Okay, so one of the things I talk about in this book is to stop thinking, because what my process is around using meditation or visualization, whether it's in nature or whether you're just sitting, you know, in your armchair at home, to lower your brain waves. Because when you're in that kind of beta brain, which is a very high brainwave, which is what we're doing right now where we're talking, you know, doing business, all that kind of a thing. You can't be creative, and probably somebody's going to yell at me for saying that, but I really don't think you can. And I think that, you know, most people will say, oh, I get my best ideas just before I'm going to bed or when I wake up in the morning. Mm-hmm. And that's because you're in that liminal time where your brainwaves have slowed down and you're maybe in an alpha or theta state. And that's when your muses can speak to you. And yeah, that is what I would say to do, is to find yourself a way to slow down so that you're not thinking.
Mm-hmm. Just kind of be in that moment of peace.
Yeah, you want to get into the zone, right? Mm-hmm. And a lot of people will go and write out, like I can walk through Beaver Lodge lands, for example. If it's quiet and then I get into a zone there, I can hear my characters speaking, for example.
I really appreciate that. That's incredible advice, I think, for somebody who really needs that final push, is to just get in your peace and creative process, get in the zone, like you just said, and just move forward with things. W.L., before I let you go here, where can people purchase your book? Also, do you have a social media page or a website that you'd like to promote today?
Absolutely. So the best way to get a hold of me is through bluehavenpress.com. And, you know, I'll tell your listeners, the best thing you can do for an author is to buy direct from them. I mean, I do have my books in Coho and also at Save On Foods, but it's just, it's a better thing to do if you can buy direct. So I'm happy to do that. There is a buy books page on my website, and I have been known to actually meet people at the library and drop off books.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, W.L., for speaking with me today. I really appreciate the advice that you're bringing to our listeners today as well. Again, Writing With Your Muse is available for purchase today. You can head on over to bluehavenpress.com to purchase from W.L. directly. Up next, we've got music coming up from the Black Eyed Peas on 99.7 The River.